Hello, everyone. We are Archie. We are so happy to be and excited to be here with you today. Both those of you who are here with us live and all of you who will be listening to the recording over the next coming days and weeks and months and years. Because what we have to say today and what we have to share with you today, this we intend to create a message, as you say, that will stand the test of time. We shall see how this goes. Thank you so much for being with us. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, the star attunements. The most important thing for you to know and understand about the star attunements at this moment in time, this is September 20th, we believe, of 2016, is that they are a work in progress. Ah, and our friend has come to join us here. Let us show him to everyone. Yes. And so, this is very similar and equivalent to the journey that Linda traveled from 1996 to 2003 that led to the then 6 and now 7 dolphin attunements. There was a period when Linda was in the middle of her journey, and that is where we all are together now, is we are in the middle of the star attunement journey. It is our intention, ultimately, at this time, that there will be 8 star attunements. However, it is also possible that there will be 9. We won't really know until somewhere around the time of the 7th star, the star 7 comes through, which will be 2 years from now. It may be short, the information may become clear shortly before star 7, or it may not even be clear until shortly after. We have a very clear end result in mind, just as we did for Linda as she carried through her journey. However, it is also true, in a very, very deep sense, deeper than most of you appreciate, that this journey is a co-creation, that this joining of star consciousness with human consciousness has never been done before, and it is, in a sense, an experiment. It is not an experiment in the sense that we are not concerned that the experiment will fail. It is not the case that we don't know how it will turn out. We feel quite confident about how this will turn out. However, the architecture of each step along the way is still being created, and it's being created in collaboration with you, with those of you who are receiving the attunement, both individually and as a collective. Some of you are not aware how deeply you are connected to the family of all those who have received the dolphin attunements. And that is very natural because in many cases you don't run into these people very often. But when you do run into someone who's received the dolphin attunements, very often you're amazed at how much you have in common and how quickly you can reach a very deep level of connection. And it is because of what you receive with the dolphin attunements. In the same way, at the level of the higher chakras, we're delivering these star attunements to each of you individually, and we're delivering them to you collectively as a pod. And we want you to know that your membership in this pod is not dependent upon the rate at which you are receiving the star attunement. Some of you have been very diligent and very eager and have been receiving each one as fast as you possibly can. And some of you have been guided to really take your time with it. And perhaps you only received your first or second, or perhaps you haven't even received your first yet. And if you've first, if you're on this call or listening to this call and if you're not we have so much to say. If you're on this call and you have not yet received your star one, we want you to know we're very happy that you are here. And your presence here is a strong indication that you will be moving forward to receive your star one and beyond in your own timing, when the timing is right. So again, each of you is passing through this journey in your own timing, and at the same time, you are part of a collective. You are part of a whole. And so many of you have noticed, for example, even if you've only received your star two, you may notice that when a star attunement is given, you feel it. You have some kind of an experience. It is not the same, perhaps, as it would be if you had made a conscious choice to perceive that, to receive that same attunement actively by being present with the pod. But many of you often still feel, a buzz is a nice way of saying it. And it is because the higher part of you is connected and is part of what we call the star pod. Your membership in that pod is not a function of a conscious choice. It is a function of the conscious choice you made when you first chose to receive their very first star attunement. But because you have received, you are connected. If you should choose to disconnect, of course you have that ability. But in most cases, when you think you're choosing to disconnect, you are simply adjusting your timing. You are simply saying, it is not for me to take a next step on this journey right now. And right now, maybe this week or this month or this year or even this decade. In fact, it could even be this lifetime, although that's not likely for anyone listening to this call. What we have begun together has an exponential trajectory in terms of the we do not like the word impact because it usually can tend to be a somewhat violent word, but in this case, it is somewhat appropriate to say the impact that the star attunements are having on individuals and ultimately on the course of humanity. And please be aware that that is our primary interest. We care about you deeply as individuals. And we care deeply about the evolution and also the survival of planet Earth and the human race and those of us dolphins who are physically incarnated on planet Earth at this time. So, one moment. We said many years ago that much of the truth about the dolphin attunements cannot be put into human language, cannot be expressed in human language, simply because human language as it is currently practiced, as it currently exists, is not an adequate container. It's not an adequate vehicle for these types of knowledge, these types of understandings. A simple way of expressing that is simply that for most humans and for most everyone here in this call, you experience yourself as a human in a physical body. And you may have come across the idea, the notion that this human personality, this human experience, this lifetime is a very tiny piece of, quote, in capitals, who you really are. So you may know that intellectually, and through the dolphin attunements, you probably have come to a deeper appreciation of that fact. Yet at the same time, for most, being fully consciously aware of the broader, more multidimensional aspects of your nature is an occasional thing, not a day-by-day, moment-to-moment experience. And of course, most of our work happens at the level of those broader interdimensional parts of you. And then the changes that happen then become expressed in your lifetime, in your life experience, in your moment-to-moment experience, and honestly, in the breadth and depth of your ability to experience this lifetime on planet Earth. Beyond even any specific results, many of you have had very specific results you've desired to achieve through receiving the attunements, and many of you are conscious of particular ways that you have achieved those results. But even those results that you're aware of and conscious of are a tiny portion of what's actually been accomplished with the attunements, which will continue to reveal itself to your conscious awareness over the coming days and weeks and months and years and lifetimes. So we were speaking quite frankly to you here. And forgive us if we are sounding grandiose, but if we were to tell you the truth about who you really are, that would also sound grandiose. And so we must speak in this way. And so if it was difficult to use human language to express the deeper truths of the dolphin attunements, that is magnified by 1,000 the difficulty of fully expressing the truth of the star attunements. Speaking in human language about the star attunements is similar to as though you were to take one of your modern television shows. Think of one of your television shows that you particularly like and appreciate, and one that is you admire for how brilliantly it's done. Or it could be a movie, something like that. And imagine expressing that in the 1850s through a telegram machine. That expression of the deeper truths of this multisensory with sound and image and pacing and expression and facial expression and tonal inflection of the speakers and the enormous talent and capability of the actors and actresses, that simply would not come through a telegram that is dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, etc. So this is quite honestly the difficulty that we face in expressing to you these deeper truths of the star attunements. And so in many cases, we must use poetry. We must use analogies. We can speak about the mythology of humans of thousands of years ago. We can speak about the journey that the dolphins went through in receiving these same gifts. And all of this is worthwhile, and all of this will broaden your perspective. But the truth is that the deepest truths are coming through to you energetically. And your ability to feel them and to know them and to receive them is expanding over time as a result of the dolphin attunements and as a result of the star attunements themselves. And so those of you who have chosen to participate in this experiment have done so not because of our words, but because of a deep knowing within yourself that perhaps even you cannot truly put into words. And so we wish to acknowledge you and thank you for having the courage to trust. And this is an interesting and useful understanding, that trust requires courage. It may not feel that way at the time because you begin to take your courage for granted. But we want you to know that we never take your courage for granted. We see each person who steps forward to receive these gifts, who steps forward to participate in this star community, in this grand experiment. We see each one of you as a diamond, as a sparkling, sparkling gem. And the depth of our gratitude to you and the depth of our admiration for you is also beyond that which can be expressed in human language. But we hope that you can feel it. So we have one other message to express. Well, actually, no, we have more things to say. Yes. First of all, Star 5 is a great landmark in our work together. In a sense, it is the end of the beginning and the beginning of the middle. Those of you, if you remember back to receiving the dolphin attunements, for those of you who've received them in the seven attunement format, you noticed, you probably were aware that when you reached the fifth dolphin attunement, you were at a new level. There was a quality to the fifth, sixth, and seventh that was new, that was beyond what was present for the first, second, third, and fourth. And that was simply because the first, second, third, and fourth had prepared you to the point where you were now able to receive more. And so the same is true for Star 5. Star 5 is a great leap beyond Star 1 through 4. And there's not much more we can say about it at this time. Remember that all this journey together is about bringing the consciousness of a star into your human experience, into your human personality. And if you think about the magnitude, the size, just the physical size of a star compared to the physical size of planet Earth, compared to the physical size of a human standing upon planet Earth, the same is true for the consciousness that is coming in. The distance, the magnitude of the consciousness of a star coming into the consciousness of a human, it is immense. It is immense. And this, from our point of view, is the point. Is the point. Now, of course, we know that you humans, being humans, will ask, well, yes, but what is this going to do for me? What is this going to do for me in my daily life? in my human life on this planet, which naturally is what you are most concerned about most of the time. And we honor and respect you for this. And the simplest answer we can say to you is that ultimately what it will do is more than you're currently capable of imagining. But in particular, there will be an expansion, and there is an expansion, there's an ongoing expansion of, the best human words are, your personal power. And those words, of course, like many human words, have multiple interpretations, some of which are not ideal. But really what we mean by your personal power is your own ability to make a difference here on planet Earth for yourself and for everyone you touch, for everyone you come in contact with. And this is ultimately why this work that we are doing together is having and will have an exponential effect, is because it is in part about what you are receiving, what is happening to you, and ultimately it is more about what you are empowered then to share and what is happening through you. And some of you are seeing these results already. Some of you are just seeing glimpses of what's possible. And again, we remind you that we are in the middle of this journey. Another thing we do wish to express, and we've expressed this before, is that because of the magnitude and the depth of what we are doing in this journey, we highly, highly encourage you to refresh these star attunements a lot, as often as you can. David and Linda have been receiving them every month, and some of you have been receiving them almost that often. And this is really a wonderful and ideal way of doing it, because each time you receive, you are capable of receiving more than you received the first time of each attunement. And so we have asked David and Linda, and they have not, they will be announcing this, but we really don't see refreshing as a one-time thing. We really see it as something that can become a regular ongoing part of your life. And so we've asked them to create packages where you'll receive a substantial discount by signing up by, we don't know the numbers yet, but 3 or 4 or 7 or 8 or perhaps a dozen refreshes of star attunements at a time, so that you simply can make a choice. Yes, for the next year or whatever, refreshing the star attunements is going to be something I continue to do. And so we want to make it easier for you to do that. Those of you who have been refreshing very frequently have expressed that perhaps the third or fourth time you received Star 3, for example, the experience you had was beyond what you had received the first few times. And it is simply because you've expanded and you're now able to take in more. So we did want to share that. Let us open to questions, because there is still more that we have to say, but we think that much of it will come out in our conversations with each other. And truly, it is not our favorite thing to just keep on talking. We personally love the interaction and the individual personal connection. So if you have any questions, and also if you have any reactions or any awarenesses that have come to you out of what we have shared so far, we invite you to share that with those with us. And often that will also bring clarification.
Okay, so I, again, I don't want to unmute everybody, but those of you on video, you can unmute yourself at the lower left of your screen. by clicking that mute button. And those of you on the phone can unmute yourself with star 6. So let's just see who wants to say something first.
And Linda, if multiple people come at the same time, would you manage that?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, I'll go ahead and start with the question that I have.
Yes.
Since we've been receiving these star attunements, information has been coming from various sources. I mean, you read about it in books, that it's in music, that our human bodies are made of stardust, that we are from the stars.
Yes.
So I have a very fundamental question. If that's true, that we do have the star consciousness is really foundational in who we are. So that's a human mind question. How is what we're receiving different than what everybody already has? And I know it's different because I'm definitely experiencing massive results, but I just have some questions about that.
Yes, it is a lovely question. And let us begin with a poem, which we are drawing from David's memory banks. It came up immediately in answer to your question. That, and because we're drawing from his memory banks, it may not be completely accurate, but we think you will get the point. That this is a journey where the ultimate place you reach is the place that you began. But you will know it when you reach it as though for the very first time. So again, there is a difference between the deepest truth of who you already are and what energies and consciousnesses and beingnesses you are able to express and live and embody as a human on this planet at this time. So yes, it is true. And the universe is one. And at the deepest level, you are this universe. And the human journey is all about individuation and this so-called paradox between your individuality and your universality, your unlimitedness. And so this journey is another aspect of that. It is true that the very elements that make up your human bodies were created in the core of stars, physically, over the past 13 some billion years. And there is a part of you that has never separated from the stars. At the same time, that part of you is not generally available to your waking human consciousness, and that is part of what is shifting through the star attunements. Do you understand? And do you have a further question?
I do understand. Thank you. That the fact that we're journeying, it's a journey of remembrance. We're journeying back to where we started from, the circular pathway that helped me. And it's absolutely true. In my own experience, I've had the first four star attunements every single time they've been transmitted. And I can honestly say that now I feel like I really, really, really want to be in the world in a much bigger way. And I certainly was not in that place of personal power, just a short while ago. So it's having a big result in me, and I know, and what my ability to reach more people with this work.
Yes, no. let us say something about that for you personally, however.
Transparency. Okay.
No, it is not. It is not a criticism in any way. However, from the years 2003 to 2010, you were in the world in a very huge way. And you were personally connected in a very huge way to hundreds of people and made enormous impacts on each of those persons' lives. And there is a sense in which you don't remember that. You know that that was true. However, it's also true that you have gone through a cycle. So mm-hmm. you went through a cycle of being very, very, very out there. Mm-hmm. And then starting in 2010, your personal experience came into a cycle of being very, very inward. Mm-hmm. To the point where sometimes it felt like disconnection, yes?
Right.
And part of that was simply part of your human lifespan journey. You went through the journey that humans, and particularly human women, often go through in their late 50s. And that had a deep effect on you. But also, it was natural in the cycle of the 11-year cycle of the Dolphin Attunements, as the star attunements began coming in, mm-hmm. that your personal energy was much more inward. Mm-hmm. And you're aware of that. You're aware of that, for example, that before each of the new star attunements, there's usually a period of a month to 6 weeks where most of your life force is with us, preparing to bring through the next star attunement.
Yeah.
And that is true. However, it's also true that during the year or two before the first star attunement came through, that was also true in another way. Just as before the what was then the sixth dolphin attunement came through for the very first time, you went through a period of deep, deep inward, drawing deeply inward, and then flowering outward. You, over the past few years, went through a cycle of drawing deeply, deeply inward, and then flowing outward. And you are very much on an outward spiral now. It is beginning, and it will be exploding over the next 2 to 3 years. And part of that is going to be the reconnection with all of those with whom you touched so deeply during the first cycle.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, you simply came into a period where it wasn't possible for you to maintain that deep a connection with 400 to 500 humans at the same time. And now you are moving toward a period where you'll be able to maintain that deeper connection with 4,000 to 5,000.
So, with a team.
yes. And that is very important.
Yes.
Very important that it is not something for you to do alone. And it's never been something for you to do alone. But yes, this very much the next year or two is going to be in many ways about building a team that can take this work forward to the world in a bigger and deeper way. And some of you, when you hear this discussion with beloved Linda, when you heard the words building a team, you notice that something lit up inside of you. And if that's the case, just note that, because you could possibly be a part of that team. We're simply planting a few little star seeds here. Yes. Yes, we love you so very much. Do you feel complete with your question?
I do. Thank you, Archie.
Yes. So now the rest of you on the call, we encourage you not to be shy. We encourage you to have your courage and step forward and talk with us.
This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
At one point in time, the information was given to Linda that the dolphins thought that it would take about 260 years or whatever it was, and all of the hearts of mankind would be open. It with the star humans and all the work, I thought, and personally, I thought that was a load of, you know, baloney.
We thank you for sharing that with us. Yes.
I never thought that was a possibility, that was even anything that was remotely possible. At least
We understand. So you did not think it was too long a period. You thought it was too short a period.
Okay, yes. So
good.
Now that with the dolphin star attunements, with the number of people who are being drawn to this work, with the number of people who are being drawn to other work, like the work that I'm doing, now I see that as a real possibility, as something that is not talking through somebody's hat or, you know, a made-up story or whatever. I see that now as a real possibility. And
yes.
I'm questioning whether all the work that's being done is exponentially pushing people forward so that it's going to take even less time for this to happen because of what we're doing.
Yes, we thought that was your question. So one moment. Thank you for your question. First of all, for us dolphins, 250 years is not a very long time.
Sure.
Understand that, you know, we've been here on planet Earth for 30 million years, and so our sense of time is a bit different than yours, than you humans who've been, you know, who measure your time here on planet Earth in a few thousands or a few tens of thousands, or at most a few hundreds of thousands. So we personally consider the 250-year timeline to be quite good. We will be very pleased. Also, we can be a bit more specific about what it is that we're intending to accomplish in that time. The words that we used were healing the hearts of humanity. Healing the hearts of humanity. And another way of saying the same thing, and often you'll notice that since none of the ways of saying these things are adequate, we try to compensate by saying the exact same thing in multiple different ways. So another way of saying the same thing is that will be the time period in which all of humanity will have received what you now call the dolphin attunements, or their equivalent. And so what you've received and are in the process of embodying, and some of you you're still early in the process of embodying, simply from the dolphin attunements, again, in some cases, you won't really even know what you've received from the dolphin attunements until you're in deeper relationship to more humans who've also received the dolphin attunements, because that is when you will begin to more deeply appreciate the possibility of pod mind, which is now available to you. You begin to have the experience of one being in multiple personalities and multiple bodies. And so what we are intending to accomplish for humanity over the next 250, now 240 or so years, is that shared pod mind of the humans as a species. And yes, that will look quite different from what humanity looks like now. And part of your difficulty in understanding why it might take that long is a difficulty in fully understanding and respecting the broad range of experience that is what you now call humanity. And of course, if you turn on your news, you can see a very different experience of humanity than your experience, you know, being on a call with your dolphin podmates. But even that only gives you a taste of how broad the range actually is. One more thing we would like to say is, in that time frame, and possibly much sooner, it is our intention that humans and dolphins will, in fact, be cooperating together in teams. And so that is a part of this work as well, is that humans will begin opening to actual cooperation and co-creatorship with your dolphin brothers and sisters. And so that will require, obviously, a greatly expanded experience of what communication is and what collaboration and cooperation is. Mm-hmm. So it is difficult to see what's around the bend. And it is possible that we'll be 250 years, but understand the Star Tumas have been part of our plan from the beginning. That this new level of gift, and it is not our expectation or understanding that all humans will have received the equivalent of the Star Tumas in 250 years. We do not expect that. However, there is such a thing as a critical mass.
Yes.
And those of you receiving the Star Attunements will, in many cases, be playing major, major roles in moving humanity forward as a whole, both in this lifetime and in a few lifetimes that come after this one, if you choose to continue on this particular adventure with us.
Okay.
So don't worry, you're not going to miss any. Was that clear?
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Yeah.
You are very welcome. It is a pleasure for us to be able to express these deeper viewpoints and understandings. Yes, who else would like to ask a question? Or simply share something with us?
I'd like to add a little piece to what you shared with Sandy. And Sandy, that was a great question. Thank you. That my spirit friend, Dr. Peebles, once told me that at some point, quite a ways down the road, the dolphin attunements will simply be in the air that every single human being breathes. So when Archie says that, you know, every single human will have the effect of having received the attunements, it's not like they're calling us up. You know, we're going to have 7 billion people calling it. It's going to reach the place that it is simply in the air that every single human being breathes.
Yes, and actually,
I thought that was really cool.
Yes, and actually, those were our words, although perhaps.
Were those yours? Okay.
Yes.
That could very well be. I apologize for mixing up my thoughts.
No, it's understand. it's not really important in the great scheme of things. However, understand that what the dolphin attunists themselves are going through an evolution, that evolution will continue. And so the form in which they are given now is appropriate to those receiving them now and is appropriate to this time on planet Earth. And, you know, for example, they were six and now they are seven. And the form of what the dolphin attunements look like in 60 or 70 years will probably be quite different, but the essence will be the same. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love being a pioneer. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, many of you on this call share that love, although some of you do not fully appreciate that about yourself, and a few of you are a bit annoyed about yourself. Yes, thank you, dear one. Other questions about the star tunas, and if there's a personal question about your own experience with the star tunas, please know that question would most likely be valuable for others as well.
Hi, this is Linda.
Linda, yes.
I had an experience, a past life experience, where I was in Atlantis. I was a priestess, and I was working with the dolphins that we worked in, I think, the Temple of Poseidon. And there was a energetic healing energy that we did together. And I don't exactly know what my question is, but so has this evolution that we're experiencing now, has it been here before, or is this a new level that we're now entering?
Well, a very wise human once said, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Okay.
And so, in one sense, those experiences in what you call Atlantis were early experiments, and although they were important in many ways, ultimately, they were not a success. Of course, they were not a success in terms of becoming part of the normal human reality. They were a success for the very, very small group of humans and dolphins who worked together and who experienced them. But in fact, those early experiments in very many ways inform the work that we are doing together now. For example, and we can share this with you now, there is a reason that we require humans to receive the dolphin attunements before receiving the star attunements. There are several reasons. It would, in most cases, simply not be a good idea. And what you receive in the dolphin attunements does greatly expand the possibility for what you can receive in the star attunements. However, there is another reason, which is someone who has received the dolphin attunements is much, 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 much less likely to misuse the what we are calling personal power that the star attunements make possible. And there have been times in the history of humanity where greater levels of consciousness led to misuse because there was not the level of understanding and the level of heart that you are now receiving through the dolphin attunements. And so we thank you for bringing that up. And yes, it is no accident, friend, that you are with us again. And this time we think we are going to get it right. Was our answer clear? Is there anything more about that, or do you have any other questions?
Sorry?
We are just checking to see if our answer was complete for you, or if it brought up a further question.
No, I think it's clear. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you so much. And it is wonderful to be with you again, dear old friend. We do not focus much on past lives. Those of you who are curious about them will find, you know, there are many who can help you with that exploration if you feel called to it. But what we can say is that none of you who are on this journey with us are here by accident. Even those of you for whom it seemed totally off the wall when you first encountered this, none of you are here by accident. Thank you.
So Archie, let me step in and just say we are at an hour and a half mark. How time flies so quickly. So if any of you do need to get off the call, we'll keep the recording going. But I think there's still more to uncover and discover together. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yes, thank you. And if you must leave, then there will be a recording, and we thank you for being here. And if you do have questions, and if there is a question that you thought of and then decided not to ask for some reason, that is specifically the question that we invite you to ask. All right, and who will be next? We envision staying on this call for perhaps another 10 minutes to half an hour.
And somebody joined us by phone, area code 907. I don't know who that person is. Maybe you can, I'll unmute you and you can at least tell us who you are. I'd like to know who's joined us. Hi there, who called in?
Linda, it's Sabina. And,
oh, okay.
I had got knocked off and I called back in. And I have something to ask, but my feeling was someone else needs to go before me still.
Okay.
Yes, that was true at the time, but it's no longer true. Why don't you go ahead and ask your question?
Okay. So when I was one of the ones that when the word team came up, I definitely, that lit up for me, and it wasn't exactly a new idea. Hi, Archie.
Hello, dear one. You have been through quite the journey, yes?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. And there's a tremendous, turning point right now.
Yes.
And, you know, over 20 years ago, the connection physically with the dolphins and spiritually before that happened for me in this life, and it was deeply, very centrally connected to my spiritual path, what I am guided to do in this life, or what I've seen of that, and my own healing. And then I didn't believe until it happened that part of my life would be reactivated until I found Dolphin Art World, or it found me.
Yes.
And now there's I'm here in Alaska, and there's a big connection to the beluga whales.
Yes, and
I'm at a point
we want to thank you for holding that energy with the belugas. That has been more important than you realize.
Wow. Yeah, thank you. Wow. Well,
let us say something for everyone, which is that her situation where she is providing a critical service through that connection with the belugas, through being physically present there, And it's not that you need to stay there forever. In fact, we don't anticipate that to be the case. But during this particular time, you have given a service. And for most of the time, you have not even been aware of the service you've been giving, and let alone have given yourself any credit for that, which is perfectly okay. So we want to give you credit, but also to let many of those others of you who are hearing this call, either live or recorded, consider the possibility that this is also true for you. Consider the possibility that as you have gone through what seems like your mundane everyday life, that unbeknownst to you, you are also providing a critical service of this shared shared gift that we're all together in bringing to humanity and to planet Earth. We're sorry we interrupted you, but we thought it was good to make that point. So you can go ahead. So please go ahead with the question.
Thank you for that. Thank you. It made me cry.
We always enjoy making humans cry. It is one of our yes. It is your inner ocean coming out.
Yeah. Well, so I'm at this point now. It looks like the Chinese medicine, the 20-plus year profession that I have had, it's almost, it may not be true, but it feels like it's being kind of torn away from me. And really the purpose of healing is connected more deeply through the dolphins and whales than it is through the particular structure of the Chinese medicine. So I want to know maybe what the signals are, or if there's something I need to know about.
Here's what we would say about that. We would prefer for the completion of your experience of being a provider of Chinese medicine to be a gentle letting go rather than a violent tearing away. And something that you were in the process of healing within yourself and is that you've had a tendency to create these rather violent, precipitous experiences. And we see you coming, and this is already happening, but it's not yet complete. You're coming into a period of time where all of these changes can happen in a much more gentle fashion. And this is what... Yes, this is what we wish for you, and we see that it is the direction in which you are moving toward, and simply being conscious of that and reaffirming that that is now your preference will be very valuable for you, simply as part of your morning meditation, perhaps, to simply remind yourself and those supporting you, the guides supporting you, I'm ready for gentle lessons. I'm ready for gentle lessons now.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
It feels like the course that, you know, there's a lot behind it, the trajectory that's led to where I am now, and now moving forward that with things that are very significant, that are a big deal to me or seem that way to let go of, it's basically blocked in every way, or I keep blocking it up my own self.
We understand that things seem that way to you. You've been on a very particular journey since your sixth off in attunement. Have you refreshed the seventh? We're not taking the time to check.
Oh,
in.
No.
Yes, yes. It would be, that would be a good next step for you would be simply to refresh what is now the seventh dolphin attainment. But understand that you, over the past few years, have been really doing lifetimes worth of healing. And it has been very dramatic because you've had very, very dramatic things to move through within yourself. And it is our sense, at least, that there is the possibility for you to be closer to the end of this intensity of experience than the beginning. And so we invite you to intend that for yourself. You are ready for gentle lessons. And in part, it has to do with listening more carefully to the lessons that present themselves so that you hear the message and take the needed action before the experience blossoms into a big deal. You know, the way karma works is that something will be whispered in your ear, and when you don't listen to the whisper, then the messages become louder and louder and louder. So cultivate in yourself the ability to hear those messages and take those actions when they are simply whispers. And you will find that that's what gentle lessons are gentle because you hear them the first time. And we do not mean this as a criticism, but we do mean to bring it to your attention because there you've had a tendency to not listen to the quiet, gentle voice. But very often when you are in the midst of a big experience, you can look back and see that there was a message that came earlier that was either disregarded or not fully received. And again, we are using you as an example because many of you can relate to what we are talking about this.
Yes, I can, I'm aware of it, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so it was even kind of a bigger question that I was going for too.
Go ahead.
It feels like it's a really acute turning point now, and I have been asking for the way forward to come with ease and grace. And I'm just, you know, if I just allowed myself to let go of things that it feels like, you know, the attachment to them is really natural, then there wouldn't be a problem. You know, there wouldn't be a problem. And
Then there isn't a problem.
I'm trying to ask about how the connection to what Dolphin Heart World, what Linda and David are doing, what all of us on this call might be connected to, or some of us, for me to look, what do I need to look for? How does that take place? How do I know? How am I going to know as far as what I need to know now, maybe? Maybe I don't need to know yet. Maybe I just need to know it as it unfolds.
That's exactly right. We are very much not in the business of predicting the future, and that is simply because it is a matter for you of taking a next step and a next step and a next step. And you, like many humans, you like to jump to the end of the book and see how it ends. But this is all very much dependent on the choices that you make moment by moment, day by day. And beyond in terms of your personal question, there are some things that you're wanting to ask which are beyond really the scope of this call, which would be more appropriate in a personal conversation. But the more general lesson is start envisioning what you would like your life to look like, and let go of everything that it looks like now when you allow yourself to do that visioning. It is not necessary for the future to resemble the past in any way. And particularly once someone's received the seventh dolphin attunement, if you're, you know, to the degree that your future continues to resemble the past, there is something there to be healed. Because truly the seventh dolphin attunement is a clean break. It is walking through the gateway into a land of completely new possibilities. And still it is open for you, and it is a choice in every moment whether to let go of the past and let go of the old ways of being and truly open to these new possibilities. And there is an inevitability to that taking place now that you've received we'll call it the seventh dolphin attunement. But at the same time, the rate at which that happens is very much a function of your willingness and your skill at welcoming each step along the way and of letting go of that which no longer serves you. And clearly there is more support to be given in terms of learning and mastering those skills, but that is what will determine the rate of your forward progress. It's letting go of the past and opening to a future that bears no resemblance. And really opening to a present that bears no resemblance to the past.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Do you feel complete with your questions for now?
Well, the bigger question that kind of got segued into things that were more personal for me, I felt like was really probably applicable for others as well, like how to tell that you're part of that team, how that unfolds. And I think what was addressed kind of helped to start to open the way for me to be able to receive that then, my own self. But
yes.
So there may be more. Maybe you want to pick up the thread.
Let us answer your question, because there's really two levels to your question. The more universal level is that if you are receiving these attunements, you're part of the pod. And your consciousness is, you know, for the dolphins, this question of individuality and community are part of the two parts of the same thing. They're not separate. We don't have the difficulty between our individuality and our fullness of being in community that humans experience. So in no way do we mean to imply any taking away of free will or anything like that. But there is a reality that receiving the dolphin attunements, you become part of the pod. And that is permanent unless you consciously choose to disconnect. And in most cases, even those disconnections are temporal. Even if it's 200 years, it's still a temporal disconnection. The other question that you're asking is whether you are part of the team, the organization, whether your life work will become about sharing this journey with the humans. And there isn't a deeper truth about that. That is going to be a choice. And that's a misunderstanding. It may seem like you're fated, and if you lit up, it's because that potential is real within you. But whether to make that potential into a reality will always be a choice, your choice and a mutual choice. And so that, again, is a matter of taking step by step. We certainly can say that until your life has reached a place of much greater stability and peace, and you essentially are waking up every day with the feeling that your feet are on firm ground, that worrying about that is premature. And we see that reality as possible for you in what you would consider a relatively short amount of time.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
And a part of that is simply acknowledging yourself for the work that you have done over the last few years. Each person's journey after receiving the attunements is completely unique. And you simply must embrace what it becomes for you in order to move through it with the greatest ease and grace and joy. Are there any other questions? And yes, your question we think was quite valuable for many who were listening, even the parts that seemed to be more personal.
Okay.
It is not at all uncommon for anyone receiving the seventh attunement that there may be periods of facing things that seem difficult. And if that happens, you're facing things that have always been there, and you simply are able to face them in a new way now, and so they are arising to the surface to be healed once and for all.
Yeah.
Yes. So we will ask one last time, are there any other questions? Or comments or shares. Going once, going twice. Well, then we will simply say thank you for sharing this time with us. We do invite you to participate in Star Attunement in whatever way is most comfortable for you. And our invitation and our encouragement is to consider refreshing a bit more frequently than you have been, if that feels right for you. And for each person here, some of you are already refreshing at exactly the right pace. And some of you could be participating in a more active way. And we invite you to do so. And we, again, are encouraging Linda and David to create a cost structure to make it more attractive to do so. Many, many blessings. Dear Linda, do you have anything else for us as we move toward a completion?
I don't. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and thank you, Archie, for coming through for all of us.
We didn't speak that much about the Star Five. There's not much that much that can be said about it, other than that it is a big step forward above the first four. And again, we make the analogy in terms of the later. Often attunements being at a new level beyond what the earlier ones were. If you are someone listening to this call and considering whether or not to move on with Star 5, you can ask us within yourself and you will certainly receive our answer. In most cases, it will be a very enthusiastic yes. In a few cases, there are a few of you that would benefit from a few more refreshes before moving on to Star 5. And if that feels to be true for you, then we encourage you to do that. Now that Star 5 comes through, it will become part of the regular rotation so that there will be one available every 3 months. Many, many blessings to all. Thank you so much for hearing us and receiving. And we would like to complete with an energetic sharing.
Okay.
And so It has been a lot of talking. We invite each of you listening, whether on the call or to the recording, to simply come into your receiving position, place a hand upon your heart, take a few deep breaths in. And this sharing that we will do with you now, this is simply a gift. It stands by itself, and all there is for you to do is open to receive. So this will be in silence for just a minute or two. Thank you. We send you our deep love and appreciation. We will have these talks together from time to time. And wherever you are on this journey, we thank you so much for your courage and your trust.